Well, hello and welcome to Daily Inspiration. I'd like to challenge you with the precious Word of God and hope that you would find the blessing that all Christians should get and all seekers should get when they do feast on the Word of God. Well, I'd like to look at an interesting verse in the sixth chapter of Romans today. And it's a simple question and a simple answer. But I just want you to think on it with me. Chapter 6 of Romans, beginning at verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse 2, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We're going to just meditate on those two verses during this inspirational time. So Paul is asking a question about sin. Can we just keep sinning because Jesus died on the cross, sent the Holy Spirit, he's all love, he's all grace, so now we can just sin, sin, sin? There's a famous quote by Martin Luther, the great reformer. He had a bold statement that he said that Christians should sin boldly, because grace is so wonderful. Well, I'm not here to assassinate the character or the theology of Martin Luther today, but I will say boulder dash to that statement. I will say that's foolishness. I want you to know today, God has called Christians, those followers of Christ, to walk as he walked and to stop sinning. If you're defending your right to sin, or you're enjoying sin, my friend, you're probably not a Christian. But if you realize that sin is your enemy, sin offends God, and you hate sin, and you want to quit all sin, then it sounds like you're on the road to glory. So Paul asked this question, and he said, can we continue in sin? Because grace abounds. And I want you to know, God forbid. God's grace is amazing, but it's not to be abused. It's not to be trifled with. He answers with a vehement, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Are we dead to sin? Is the world crucified to us and we to the world? Are we finished with this playing around with things that offend God and destroy souls and send men to perdition? Oh, my friend, I just want to challenge you today. Stop sinning. Sin is evil. Sin is transgression of the law. Sin offends God. Don't defend the right to sin. Stop sinning. Find out what is causing you to sin and deal with it. You know, there are so many different ways we can sin. Pride, lying, stealing, lust, self-righteousness, anger, hatred, unforgiveness. There's no end to it. So find out why you keep sinning. Why do you keep falling in the same pattern? Why do I keep falling in the same pattern, we'll ask. And we'll have to judge ourselves, and we'll have to find out, have we been saved? Do we have the Spirit of God living in us? God's not leading us to sin. Stop sinning. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Paul said it. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We were crucified with Christ. He died once for all. And we should be dead to sin. God bless you as you meditate on these.